You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not to cover a newsbeat. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me.
Good Monday morning. Michael Francis McNamara here, at your service. Want to wish happy birthday to one of my nephews. Johnny Wags in Sacramento, California. Happy birthday, big shooter. Anyway. Finishing up college. Hopefully he survived the birthday. They could be rough. I had a great weekend. Yeah, what did I do? I'm trying to figure out what I did. Hit golf balls yesterday with Patrick. So we're not much. We'll get to Iran here in a second, okay? So we're going to talk about Iran this morning. Playing with fire in the Middle East. And to that end, an FAO, Foreign Area Officer, with expertise in the region, Will Cosentini, is going to join us in about 53 minutes. So, Will, retired from the Marine Corps as the Commandant's Executive Assistant or something like that. So, he's a smart guy, Naval Academy grad. You've heard him on the program before. Well read, well thought. And, pretty interesting stuff, in Israel. So, the Iranians did what? So, exactly, over the weekend. So we'll talk about that this morning. Here in a little bit, we'll check the news headlines as things are going. I'm going to play a little audio from retired general, Jack Keane, who was on Fox a bit ago, and they were talking about what happened in Israel. And I don't know if you remember the Israelis' last incursion into Lebanon, but it did not go according to plan. They described it as, in terms of, or observers described it as Iwo Jima-esque, in terms of the bunkers that had been placed in southern Lebanon, their interlocking fields of fire, right, the different ports that they could fire out of. When one was sealed up by the Israelis. So you'll hear Jack Keane, Benjamin, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, went on TV and essentially we will do whatever it takes to defend Israel. But you can see what Israel has done is that they have, through Hezbollah, right, they have a heavy presence, a substantial presence in southern Lebanon. Now they're attempting to put more rockets, and essentially a page from South Korea, which is so many rocket launchers from North Korea, so many conventional rocket systems that they border on a nuclear capability, okay, which is what North Korea has just north of the DMZ, that if you want to mess with us, it will be so costly in terms of human life that it's essentially a nuclear deterrent in a conventional way. So anyway, Iran, and now that Syria is on its ass, Iran has propped it up with the help of the Russians. And, you know, which leads me to another thought. Donald Trump's right about American partnerships with Russia. You know? Imagine if it was United States and Russia in Syria negotiating Assad's removal and some kind of multinational force to go in there as Syria transitioned to some kind of representative government and Iran wasn't in there. The world would be a more stable place. So I don't get what the Russians, I mean, if it's the ultimate destabilization of the United States and authority, but that's Soviet Union stuff. So I don't get that. Anyway, but you can see the news that the Iranians are attempting to, you know, place around on Israel. And Israel has launched dozens of strikes into Syria, as a result of this stealth drone, that penetrated Israeli airspace. Think about that. That's an act of war. The Iranians penetrate Israeli airspace with one of their drones. Yeah, that's big stuff. And so, anyway, you know, what's next? What's next? So stand by. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that this morning. And again, you know, the president is right. I mean, Putin doesn't seem to be the guy, you know, so I guess we'll have to wait till he dies to see what comes next. But a guy like Boris Yeltsin, a guy like Mikhail Gorbachev that sees Russia's fate tied in large part to the West, and in terms of their economic development, their diversification of their economy, all of that stuff that Russia needs to do, you would think, but not under Vladimir Putin's watch. We're going to go back to Mother Russia and the Soviet Union, so whatever. So I guess we'll fight in Syria again. So anyway, which opens up a door for the United States. And the other interesting part is, well, what about the Arabs? Okay, just know this, that Iran is not an Arab state. It's a Persian state. Right? And the major states in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, our allies, Jordan, Egypt, they are predominantly Sunni, and they do not want expanded Iranian presence in the region. So, film at 11. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. So Will Cosentini is going to join us, and we're going to talk about some pretty, because again, Israel, they won't hesitate. They'll just do it. And ask for either your forgiveness or whatever later. But, yeah. That's them. So I'm not sure the Iranians know what they're doing when they're messing with the Israelis. So anyway, or maybe they do. But again, this is more of just the Iranian destabilization of the entire region. And at some point, you know, the United States and Israel Iran are going to have a confrontation. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely positively amazing. And we should spoil for that on our terms, which would be a conventional fight with the Iranians. Not on their terms, which would be an unconventional fight with their clients. Yeah. It should be a straight up, you know, mano-a-mano engagement. And, you know, we'll annihilate them. Not without a bloody nose, not without our own wounds. It will certainly happen, but at some point, again, what you don't want to do is it only strengthens them to fight their clients. Get to them. So, again, we dealt with this and fought their clients in Iraq. Put them on notice. Say, we're coming after you. We're going to start shutting your shit off. We'll do it electronically. We'll conduct war against you electronically. We're going to blockade some of your shit. And go ahead and shoot at us. We don't care. We want you to shoot at us. Make our day. But, again, right now, I mean, all it takes is one more event on the Iranian side for the Israelis to, you know, blow the lid off of everything in Syria. So that going on this morning. The vice president in the news saying that the United States is willing to sit down and talk to North Korea, which obviously is the adult thing to do. Why not? So we'll see what happens. So we're going to talk about all of that. And then, but I have to tell you about hitting golf balls. I'm not the biggest golfer. And then I got to tell you about running. Kind of an interesting, I'm not a doctor, but I do play one on the radio. So, I'll tell you about, so Patrick and I go hit golf balls yesterday. So, as you do with your kids, you know, we're talking trash. So we're hitting balls and I'm 60 and he's 27. He's crushing them. Right? Which doesn't make me happy. And I'm struggling to hit it out there. So, and I couldn't even tell you last time I swung a golf club. So we go over, it's a beautiful day, we're hitting golf balls. And on a golf course where my father-in-law hit my mother-in-law with a golf ball. Yeah, told her, you know, hey, the guys in front of us are playing slow. Why don't you and your friend go down to the women's tees, which are, you know what, 70 yards forward and to the left on the fairway? Yeah, why don't you do that, and then we'll tee off, and then you'll tee off, and we'll keep going. Because we've got to keep this thing moving. All right. You know, you could put somebody downrange on a golf course, and you could try to hit him, and you won't hit him in a million years. And guess what happened? He hit her right in the breast. Yeah. And I was thinking about that yesterday. Like, there's no way. That's impossible. That's absolutely impossible to do. And yet he did it. So we picked on the driving range. We took two poles. And we said, okay, you got to hit it between the poles for a point. Okay, we'll go to 10. He wins the first one. I won the next two. That's right. Defended my honor. So, but that was a good time. And then, came home and grilled some steaks and had dinner and had a good time. So did that. And then I cleaned the garage. You always feel better when your garage is clean, don't you? I do. Yeah. Reorganized, clean, dusted. Garage is locked on right now. So I'm feeling good about myself. I'm also feeling good about the Israelis. Yeah, I like that. I don't like the Iranians. They're like the Russians. What's the point? What is the point to have this world controlled by Iran? To restore the Persian Empire? Give me a break. Bullshit. Anyway, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. We'll check some news headlines and have a good time this morning. Thanks for spending it with us here on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. Happy birthday, Johnny Wags. And it's dedicated to the Israeli military. Happy hunting, boys.
my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham got his secret decoder ring out last week and explained that to everybody. Hey, he's talking about us sports fans. Yeah. I said this last week. I'll say it again. Mike Musselman hates California. Bags on it all the time, right? Let me tell you one thing that California initiated and is straight up good. You don't pass a budget by this date, you stop getting paid, your staff stops getting paid till you do your job. Yeah. That was an initiated measure. We need to have initiated measures around for the United States, for the nation. I guess we could. It's called the Constitutional Amendment, huh? To amend the Constitution to say, Article Umptifrat, if you don't pass a budget by this date, you stop getting paid. It's not a bad idea. Is that how we do initiated measures in the country? I think it is. Interesting. If we're going to do it, we wouldn't just do one thing, though. We'd have to do a couple things. Then give it to the states for the states to ratify. And then turn the heat up on those assholes. All right, let me check the weather. We'll take a break and check news headlines. You'll hear from Jack Keane right after that. Pretty interesting. Cloudy in 43 in Quantico, which is pretty normal. Rainy at Camp Lejeune, 66 degrees, Granbury, Texas, clouds in 32, Montana, zero right now, under cloudy skies, good for them, keeps the riffraff out, that's right, sunny and 54 in 29 Palms, cloudy in 54 at Camp Pendleton, Okinawa, dark cloudy in 53, they got some storm warnings in effect there, Mars is warming up. Fighting season, get ready to get going. If it's cloudy, dark, and 55 in Marja. If you're not watching the program on National Geographic Channel called Chain of Command, watch that. They just joined the Task Force Southwest. Pretty interesting watching places that used to be your battle space and what's happened to them. And going back there and what the Iraqi army's doing there and what the Afghan army's doing there and the fight to do the same things, get them the equipment, get them the ammunition, get the bodies there to train them and then to go take on the Taliban. So deja vu, as Yogi Berra said, what? Deja vu all over again. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back after the explosion and then Bobby Nielsen. When, birthday man. So when we come back, we'll check news headlines here on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. Coming up on Valentine's Day. Boys, don't screw that one up. In your own interest to take care of business. That's right. Don't be afraid to cook for her. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Current Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Getting in it, I'm not in it to win it, and
Train singing about love.
My feet have been on the floor flat like an idle singer. Remember Winger, I digress. I confess you are the best thing in my life.
Trying to get you in the mood to like crush it on Valentine's Day. Do yourself a favor. That's right. I'm trying to get the show going, but I'm not being successful, okay? Max sent this to some of the other 0302 buddies last week when the story bubbled up. So on one hand, this is about the combat endurance test. So on one hand, they're being truthful when they say that for most of IOC's history, this was not a hard gate. If you got injured, heat casualty, you got dropped to my company and picked up next class. If you quit, you got a new MOS post-haste. If you didn't make some unknown time standard, your ass got a surprise half-day remedial CET on a Saturday after coming in from a field exercise. That happened to plus or minus 40 dudes in my IOC class in the summer of 2010. I was one of them. Sometimes the shortest distance between two points is not a straight line. On the other hand, every time women go anywhere in DOD, they get their own lower standard, every military fitness test, or they create a lower standard for everyone, airborne school. Semper Fidelis, Gil. Hey, if you're going to include them, you have to do that, right? Everybody knows that. Now, here's what you force on battalion commanders. Right, when we're moving, when we're operating, it doesn't matter the gender. If they can't hang, if they can't do their job, then you have to fire them. So when you pass a lower standard, what do we do? Do we slow down our operations so that they can participate? We go at her pace? Can't do that. Got to go. So anyway, but institutionally, what you have is our civilian leaders have said this is going to happen. Implement it. The question now has been standards. I talked to two people over the weekend who said the article in Navy Times is inaccurate. There was way more people that failed that CET. And so I've got some feelers out to different people. And I'm going to find out if that's true. I'm going to find out if the data contained in that is accurate that the Marine Corps put out. And we'll go from there. So, yeah, combat endurance test. Did the standard get lowered? Well, again, I think that he makes a good point, and I made it last week. It's a fact that for most of the course's existence, that thing was not pass-fail. Okay, so tell me how we QA the course. Like we did in the past, that it shouldn't be a hard gate. All right. Did the standard just get lowered? And we just have guys that, you know, there are guys in the Marine Corps like there are in every branch of the service. They want to be, you know, the colonels want to be brigadier generals. And so, you know, I'll implement this, no problem. Like, what am I going to do, stand in the way of it and lose a pretty good career here? No, I've got my whole life invested in it. So, I'm ordering Nick Ward's Phaseline Green today. Have you read Hamill's Fires in the Streets? I'm wondering whether I should get it too. It's from Ohio Man. Ohio Man is a voracious reader. He's a reading, He's a reading machine. I'm still trying to get through Bao Ninh's. I'm still trying to get through the plight of the North Vietnamese Army. You know what? And to an extent, I saw it in the last Chain of Command episode. They did one of the things they showed Task Force Southwest, General Turner, who was a second in the first IOC class I ever taught. Roger Turner was a class commandant. Yeah. So you see him on TV. Let me tell you what kind of guy he is. He was a CO of 5th Marine Regiment when they ripped with us. They replaced us in Helmand in the fall of 2011. He came on his pre-deployment site survey, and so I get told by the OPSO, I probably got told by him, because he and I, we've been friends for a long time, right? Since he was second lieutenant. So that's what I call him when I see him. What's up, lieutenant? He laughs. He sees me and he says, hey man, I heard you guys do good things. And I said, we do. I said, we're good. And he said, yeah, that's what I heard. He said, I didn't hear that around here either. I heard it up at MEF. I said, really? He said, yeah, they said, they don't even deal with you guys because you guys are got it all wired together. I said, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of professional, you know, and, the day to day operations and what we do in the combat operations center. I said, shit's tight. He said, I'm going to come in and spend a couple days with y'all, you know, and so I'll see you tomorrow. Or the day after, whatever. So that day he comes in, pulls up a chair, takes out his notebook, and sits with me for a couple hours, just watching what we do, how we do it. And then he went around the entire COC, right? The intel desk, you know, the corporal that was sitting there. What do you do? How do you do it? Right? The ops chief, what do you do? How do you do it? You know, tell me your daily battle rhythm. What are the things you have your hands on all the time? He went to the COT clerks, right? The Marines that, you know, put stuff on the maps and monitor Merc chat and all the rest of that stuff, sat down. And he spent the entire day well into the evening. That's the kind of guy that he is, you know, just taking notes so he could get it right in his mind. What were these guys doing that other people, you know, don't do? And he's obviously a principal in the Task Force Southwest event. So it was cool. It's cool to see that. But what reminded me of what I've been reading about the North Vietnamese Army is these Afghan soldiers. I want to say 400 of them. Were with the Kandak, the battalion that went into Sangin. 61 were still there after killed in action, wounded in action, and desertions. I don't know how long it was. So it's like, so now what? When is this thing going to end? Is this going on forever? So it reminded very much of the hopelessness that I read in The Sorrow of War. Which is, you know, really, you know, kind of foreign. As Americans, we tend to not be afflicted with that. Although people get frustrated. You know, it's not like when you come out of the line, you have to go to get politically re-educated. Yeah. And you just seen half your battalion get wiped out. You got letters from your parents saying that, they don't have any food because the harvest sucked. And you got the political officer standing up in front of you. Telling you everything to the contrary. The revolution, we're winning the revolution, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of it, it's like, yeah, we won the revolution, now what? So, interesting. Jack Keane was on Fox News. I'm going to play, you'll hear Bill Hemmer's interviewing him. You're going to hear Benjamin Netanyahu right now.
For some time. About the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use the Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel. Israel holds Iran and its Syrian host responsible for today's aggression. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty, and our security.
So Fox News alert there. The drumbeat of war is back in the Middle East. Israel's prime minister sending a stark signal and warning to Iran. Several developments over the weekend. Here they are. Iranian drone entered Israel, was shot down by an Israeli attack helicopter. Anti-aircraft fire from Syria downing an Israeli F-16. That hasn't happened since 1982. Israel has carried out dozens of raids inside of Syria. Retired four-star General Jack Keane, chairman of the Institute of Study of War, and a Fox News strategic analyst. And, sir, good day to you. A lot to go through right now as we'll scan the world here, quite literally.
I interviewed him in Iraq and told him I did a radio show and wanted to interview him. And it was an interesting interview. Maybe I have it. If I have it, I'll dig it out and you can listen to it. Jack Keane, former four-star United States Army. I think he was assistant chief of staff at his highest rank. Right, well-spoken, well-thought, and pretty much spot-on in terms of his analysis of most things. So here you have it.
Say, war is a real possibility now in the Middle East. Explain.
Yeah, what we're really talking about is what Iran has done to reset the table in the Middle East. Clearly, they are feeling very good about the victory they've achieved in Syria. They motivated the Russians to come in there. They've successfully propped up the Assad regime indefinitely. And now what they want to establish is some rocket and military bases inside of Syria to encroach on Israel. There already are 160,000 Iranian-delivered rockets and missiles inside Lebanon, Bill. And they want to achieve some of the same results to put maximum pressure on the Israelis with rockets and missiles from different directions. The Israelis are not going to tolerate
that. My sense is 2006, 12 years ago, covering that war in northern Israel, that really stunned the Israelis. Now, these were Katyusha rockets. They were very inaccurate. They didn't have a lot of steering mechanisms, but the sheer number of them, General, I think spooked a lot of people in Israel on the southern border. And I think they reflect on that now, whether it's in Lebanon or Syria. What's your view of that today, 12 years later?
Well, that's true. I mean, that was almost stalemated as a result of that war. And what shocked the Israelis is just the sheer conventional military capability of the Hezbollah, which heretofore had been thought of as just a terrorist organization. They clearly have been upgunned. And by who? It's the Iranians that do this. The Iranians are on the move in the Middle East, and the Prime Minister of Israel has every right to call them out for this. What he's going to do is he will not let them put those rockets and missile bases in there. And that's why he continues to conduct airstrikes into Syria. He's not going to wait until he starts getting daily casualties in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv because his air defense systems are being overwhelmed by the Iranians' rockets and missiles being fired by the Hezbollah. That's a totally intolerable situation for him. And if that did occur, I think he would go full throttle into Lebanon with everything he has to take the Hezbollah down.
Something to watch, sir. I know you are, and we'll follow up on that. Meanwhile, in Asia, in Seoul, South Korea, Vice President Mike Pence gave this statement to the Washington Post. Here it is on screen. The point is, no pressure comes off until they are actually doing something that the alliance believes represents a meaningful step toward denuclearization. So the maximum pressure campaign is going to continue to intensify, but if you want to talk, we'll talk. That is the message to North Korea. Has the position of this administration changed? I believe it has.
Well, the president has always said he's been willing to talk. I mean, what usually is said behind that word, talking certainly is better than shooting, is that when we want to talk, we want to make sure the condition is on the table to denuclearize North Korea. That's the basis for us coming to talk. I doubt if that's the position that North Korea has today. I mean, clearly what's happening here, my sources are telling me that the economic sanctions are starting to deprive North Korea of about 70-80% of its revenue and commodities. They still have a door open from the sea. I think the United States Navy and our allies should blockade that door immediately and shut that down. And let's take all the wraps off and make certain we're imposing the toughest sanctions on North Korea.
What did you think of the presence of his sister at the opening ceremonies over the weekend?
Propaganda victory for the North Koreans, to be sure. A little surprised.
Though.
Yeah, oh, I think so. Yeah, a bit of a windfall for them. I think Moon made a mistake, inviting that North Korean delegation to their presidential palace. There was no justification for something like that, you know, given the horror that that regime has inflicted on Koreans all these many years since 1953. So
that's
totally out of line.
Some American media outlets loved it. I imagine a lot of the South Korean people had a very different opinion. Last word on that quickly.
Well, no, I totally agree with that. Listen, we're getting down to the showdown here. The director of the CIA has told us that we're just months away from full capability by the North Koreans. We got to be pulling out all the stops. Then that includes putting pressure on China. I suspect that China has not come totally clean.
You're probably
in
right.
Shutting everything down here.
So there you have it. Iran in the news, and obviously the charm offensive. I think anybody who pays attention, probably was not surprised by any of it. And the other thing that is interesting in all of that is the predictability that the people that believe in the tooth fairy are going to see that kind of stuff and not know that you have a dictator who's doing the dance that dictators always do, from Muammar Gaddafi to Mussolini to Hitler. Right? When you stand up to them and you're strong, then we have to do the kabuki dance. And so, again, the long, true lesson of history, peace through strength, peace through strength. And your alliances are incredibly important. And we have partners that, you know, Germany's, in my opinion, Germany's a straight-up joke. Who defends Germany? The Germans aren't. Same thing with Japan. World War II is over. Amend your constitution, build up your military, and be a piece of what stands up to the Chinese in the Western Pacific. Right? Or else don't say a word about when they start nabbing your the islands and the fishing rights of islands that you've contested with them. Okay? So, recreate your military, build it up, devote some of your GMP to it, because the free world needs that to happen. So China can do what it does, it'll do it in the confines of China, and that's it. All right, let me go through, we'll check a few headlines here. Will Cosentino going to join us in 11 minutes. We're going to talk about Iran. For about 30 minutes, a foreign area officer, specializing in Egypt, so very familiar with the region. So we'll get his thoughts on what he saw over the weekend. Will, always an interesting guy and fun to have on. Alright, top headlines in the Marine Corps. Marine Corps fears about enemy missiles prompts top secret meeting in Quantico. The Marine Corps is scrambling to piece together a new operational concept to counter growing threats around the globe, especially the new long-range cruise missiles and other sophisticated technology from near-peer competitors like Russia. On April 10th, Marines will host a classified innovation day with members of academia and industry to discuss a new concept called Expeditionary Advanced Base Operations. The event will showcase new emerging technology that could aid the Marine Corps in implementing this new plan. And then the picture that goes with it is a mostly submerged platform with two Ospreys on it, operating, looks like in some kind of river system at a junction of a couple of, rivers. It's got a gun on it, a naval gun, but the majority of the vessel is underwater. Okay, so only about, I don't know, a small percentage sits above the waterline, And that would be, that's the landing platform, the platform of the gun, nothing else up there. Everything else submerged in the water. So that's the picture they use for that. In November of 2016, the Marine Corps published a war game toolkit that featured futuristic technology and equipment that could potentially be used by the Navy and the Marine Corps. It showed small floating barges serving as mobile bases that could house Marines, Ospreys, and the F-35 Bravo with various missile systems and gun systems. So anyway, Marine Corps getting its think tank on. So always necessary. Email, are you watching the Olympics? I watch very little. I have a very good friend of mine. Both his daughters play on the women's Olympic hockey team. Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux, number 7 and 17. This is their third Olympics. Patrick, the lieutenant in the family, he played on the same team with them from the time they were 8, 7, until he was probably 13. Yeah. And Pierre, all of his sons played college hockey or major junior hockey. And they're a hockey family. Featured in Sports Illustrated a few years ago. And Monique and Jocelyn were front and center in USA Women's Hockey Team's fight against USA Hockey for equal pay. And very interesting to watch girls you saw grow up and play hockey and soccer and in town and see them at the elementary school and now being national figures. Not written about in the sports section, but written on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post and things like that. Anyway, they beat Finland 2-1 the other night. And so that's really the only thing I watched. It was on last night and, I used to spend a lot of time watching the Olympics when it was on when I was younger, and not that I wouldn't watch it now. I've just been kind of busy. So, figure skating. You knew all the figure skaters, and what a Lutz was. I don't even know what that is. Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux. Jocelyn Lamoureux Davidson, Monique Lamoureux Morando. So, number 7 and 17, they're tough girls. And they play physical hockey. And they're, again, third Olympics. So, yeah, something to be said about that. They had 2 silver medals. Not looking forward to getting another one. But they've been beaten by the Canadians 5 out of 6 times. And as a team, they're having trouble scoring. They were having difficulty with the Finns. So, all right. Let me check a couple more news headlines. We'll take a break, and then we'll get Will Cosentini on. For the Marine Corps, other general news, not so much. The fitness thing is front and center. The fitness thing. Front and center. All right, I'll give you the top 5 early bird stories real quick. One. This is a story that I saw yesterday that literally blows your mind. I want to say the version I saw was in the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Navy is investigating an alleged drug ring involving members of sailors based in the 7th Fleet, headquartered at Yokosuka, Japan, it confirmed. 7th Fleet, man. Unbelievable. Honestly. Absolutely, positively unbelievable. And not just use, but distribution. As many as a dozen sailors are being investigated. The Wall Street Journal had reported earlier that the U.S. Navy was investigating at least a dozen Yokosuka-based sailors, some serving aboard the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier, on suspicion of buying, selling, and using LSD, ecstasy, and other drugs. It quoted Navy officials as saying, The Navy was also probing whether U.S. sailors were using the Internet to buy or sell drugs or were distributing them to Japanese residents. The Journal report said the U.S. Navy first learned of the allegations on Tuesday when it received a tip about a petty officer, third class, using drugs, the official said. The sailor pointed investigators to others aboard the carrier who the sailor said were distributing or using drugs. It quoted a U.S. military official saying that, the official said others could be detained or charged as the probe continues. Sad. Land Nav Iron Sights and more discipline. Big changes are coming to the Army's basic training. Interesting. Again, we go back to the whole discipline thing over and over again. Future of captured foreign fighters in Syria is unclear. Again, that goes the Gitmo argument. Four Arctic sea routes could ease Moroccan Strait security issues. That's right. So as the Arctic opens up, you don't need to use the Moroccan Strait so much. There's other ways to get there. Big story about in defense news: Israeli F-16I destroyed in attacks that were prompted by an Iranian drone infiltration of Israeli airspace. And let's see, Marine Corps stories from the early bird or all Marine Corps time stories. So you've heard that. All right, we'll take a quick break. Will Constantini going to join us next on a Monday. Don't touch that dial. He's an interesting guy. We'll talk about Iran. We'll talk about Syria, get his thoughts on what he's seeing and what he expects to see next. Good morning to you.